using the Bible Listen Tool that's packed with information and revelation from God's Word to bring you revelation and restoration to your life and destiny. Dr. Paul Major is a senior pastor of Trinity International Gospel Center, our one territory of Asia. As it brings God's Word to you, you have a blessed time listening.
Faithless, changeless, guileless one, be thou glorified. We honor and adore you. In Jesus' name, breathe upon this mission, Spirit of the living God. Cause your word to be received by your people. Take authority over the spirit of doubt and fear and unbelief. I rebuke you, I command you, get out in the name of Jesus. I ask that the window of the hearts of the people, the door, be open. I ask for the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. I ask, oh God, that what is meant to be said today shall be said. I ask for the ministry of angels. I ask for the anointing of the Spirit. I ask for the covering of the blood of Jesus. I ask for the deployment of the gifts of the Spirit. Blessed be your name, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand here. Big clap of hand here tonight. Hallelujah. I'd like you to help me sit down to three people and tell them you are too needed. Hello? A minute. You are too needed to be wasted. Go ahead, help me tell three other people. You are too needed to be wasted.
Oh, Lord.
In heavenly place. Do you know that you might as well go home with that message? You are too needed to be wasted. If you are not needed, you will not be created. If you were not needed on earth, you will not be created. If you are not needed in this country, you will not be created. And if you are needed and you have been created, you cannot be wasted. Anyway, I see longevity, I celebrate it. I was coming from my degree yesterday inside an aircraft with an elderly woman, must be up to 80 to about 90 years or something, very old. When I looked at her, I enjoyed the way she looked. I enjoyed it. Wrinkled face with has dropped a little in height, but I enjoyed it. She was sitting on the other side, struggling to open Tom Tom. So I told her, Mama, can I assist you? She doesn't hear my language, I don't hear her language, but somehow there was a communication. So she gave it to me. I opened it for her, gave it back to her, and she was excited. I just liked the way she looked. The reason is because what you don't celebrate, you don't attract. Are you following me? Don't be like that small boy who saw his great-grandfather and he looked at his grandfather's hand for a while and he said, Daddy, Granddad, who made you? The grandfather said, it is God. He said, what of me? Who made me? He said, it is God. So the same God who made you made me. The grandfather said, yes. Then the boy looked at his hand and looked at his grandfather's hand. Then he said, it looks like God is making better things now. his own hand is smooth and the grandfather's own is wrinkled. No, it's not so. Look at the neighbor, say it's not so. Oh, the time will come when that kind of look and that kind of appearance will be an asset. But there are people here, even at the age of 90, you will still be looking fresh. You will still be looking smooth. If you believe God is speaking to you, you will say a louder amen. Somebody say after me, I am too needed to be wasted. Say, if I was not needed, I will not be created. And since I am created, I cannot be wasted. They put Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego inside the burning fiery furnace. But they were too needed to be wasted, so the fire could not burn them. They put Daniel into the lion's den, but he was too needed to be wasted, so the lion could not eat him up. They cast Jonah into the midst of the ocean, but he was too needed to be wasted. So God prepared the mouth of the fish that swallowed up Jonah. Paul was in the midst of a shipwreck that carried about 270 something people, and the ship pieces into nothing, and they thought that everybody had died. But Paul the apostle was too needed to be wasted, so he couldn't die, and the people around him could not die. When he arrived at the island of Melissa, he was gathering wood, and a viper fastened itself on his hand, as if the devil said, if I can't cast you in the sea, I will now cast you on the land. But Paul the apostle was too needed to be killed by a serpent. My brothers, my sisters, I am here to tell you, it doesn't matter the fire you are passing through. It doesn't matter the lion's den you are in. It doesn't matter the storm of life that you found yourself in. It doesn't matter the viper they have sent around your life. You are too needed to be wasted. And if God has laid his hands on you, no devil can move you out of this life. If you believe, say, yeah, 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 yeah. I'd like you to help me tell seven people. Tell them, I am too needed to be wasted. I am too needed to be wasted. Oh my God. Oh my God. Are you hearing me here today? Death came knocking on the door of Dorcas. Dorcas, they said Dorcas died. But the people around said Dorcas cannot die. And Dorcas could not die because she was too needed to be wasted. Lazarus was in the grave for 4 days, but he still could not die because he was too needed to be wasted. Don't you think if I stop here we are okay? Too needed. If you were not needed, you will not be created. If you are created, then you cannot be wasted. Take your seat. Don't let nobody threaten your life. Don't let nobody intimidate you with witchcraft. Don't let nobody intimidate you with any diabolical walking or any physical missile. You are on a mission. You cannot be messed up. You are on a mission. You cannot miss it. Look at Acts of the Apostles so that I can take a little break right now. Acts of the Apostles chapter 23. Look at what Paul is saying. Acts 23 and in verse 11. What is my message topic? Good. A good student. What is the message topic? Too needed to be wasted. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 23 verse 11. And the night following, the Lord stood by him Paul was standing before the jury. They wanted to sentence him to death for desecrating the temple. And the night God stood by him and said, "Be of good cheer, Paul. For as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must." Somebody say must. "So must thou bear witness also at Rome, whether the devil likes it or not, whether principalities and powers like it or not, whether witches and wizards like it or not." God said, "Paul, there is something in front for you to do, and you must." Somebody say must. Somebody say must. Somebody say, "In the name of Jesus, there is something for me ahead to achieve. And in the name of Jesus, I must achieve it." The devil notwithstanding, the storm of life notwithstanding, the serpent notwithstanding, somebody say, "It is by must." Paul was in Jerusalem. They were planning how to kill him. And God appeared and said, "Paul, thou must." Jehovah God, ageless, changeless, dieless God, the one who lieth not, the one who does not need to emphasize anything before it comes to pass. But he said, "You must." I can see there is a storm that is going to gather in front when you are on your way to Rome. I can see on the island of Melita a serpent will try to kill you. I can see even here the Jews are trying to gang up to see how they can kill you. But Paul, thou must. I'd like you to help me stand on your feet. Walk to seven people. Tell them, "I am going somewhere and I must get there. I must get there. I am going somewhere and I must get there. I am going somewhere and I must get there. I must get there. I must get there." God has purposed. Who can disannul? His hand is stretched out. Who can turn it back? Who is he that saith, and it cometh to pass? When the Lord commanded us, somebody shout must. Say must. Say must. Oh my God. I know that the Pharisees and the Sadducees are around your life. I know there are naysayers and gainsayers around your life. I know there are people with bad belly around your life. I know there are people who don't like your faith. But you must get there. Somebody said, must. Listen to me. They attacked some of your brothers and your sisters in time past. Some lost their life, some lost their marriage. But as for you, hearing the sound of my voice tonight, thou must. He said, "Paul, be of good cheer." I want you to help me tell six other people, say, "Cheer up, cheer up, cheer up, cheer up, cheer up, cheer up, cheer up." Maybe somebody has vowed that you will not reach the end of this year. Somebody may have vowed that you will not reach the end of your life or the end of your destiny or accomplish what God has for you. I say to you, cheer up, because thou must.
Are you doing it the way I'm doing it? Look at three rubbers. I say, I must. There is something God wants you to become. And people say, you will never become. I am here to tell you, thou must. You may have had a temporary setback, a temporary limitation, a temporary distraction, a temporary conspiracy, but in the name that is above every name, Jesus, the resurrected Lord, thou must. Look at your neighbor. Can you say it to them in your language? By dole. Obi. Ay, 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 ay. Somebody help me scream fire. Scream loud as fire. Scream it loud as fire, yeah, 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 yeah. When you go to bed in the night and a witch appears and say you will die before your time, look at him and say, I must live and not die to declare the counsel of the Lord. When your boss appears and say they will push you out of your seat when you didn't do anything, look at him and say, I must. Ay, 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 ay. There are a set of people being raised here tonight by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, that will prove every devil, every principality, every power, every remote controller, every stargazer, you will prove them liars. Because the Bible says, he frustrates the talking of liars and makes diviners mad and disappoints the device of the crafty, and their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Somebody shout, I believe it. Take your faith. Thou must. Let me say something to you tonight. I have two things majorly to say, and then the mass will be summarized. Evening mass will be concluded. Are you following what I'm saying? Number one, if you have a message unreleased, you are not permitted to die. If you have an assignment unfulfilled, you are not a victim for disaster. If God has put a prophecy in your heart, a message in your heart for your generation, and you have an assignment to fulfill in the land of the living, you are not permitted to be buried. Even the earth will not receive you. I am telling you, even this earth will not open its mouth to collect you. If you have a message to offer your generation, if there is a prophecy in your heart, and if you have an assignment that has not yet been fulfilled, you are not a victim for disaster. You are not the one HIV is looking for. You are not the one cancer is looking for. You are not the one death is looking for. Look at your neighbor, say, they are not looking for me. They are not looking for me. Oh my God, listen to me. Jonah had a prophecy that he had not yet fulfilled. He had a message for the Ninevites that he had not yet given. When they threw Jonah inside the sea, God prepared a ship and swallowed up Jonah. There are people here tonight that when your enemy will decide to push you into the ocean of uncertainty, God will prepare men and women and prepare things that will accept you and release you to your next place of assignment. If you believe that, shout yes. If you have the message on release, if you have an assignment unfulfilled, you are not a victim for calamity. You are not permitted to die before your time. If you are expensive, you cannot be expended. Say it again. If you are expensive, you cannot be expended. Nobody throws away valuable things. If your value on earth is still intact, you can't be discarded. By no wizard, by no principality, by no power, if your value on earth is still intact, you cannot be discarded. If you go to the dustbin, you won't see golden circle wristwatch thrown away there. You won't see valuable materials in the dustbin. You can't be arranged out of this life for as long as you have an assignment yet unfulfilled. A time was when the persecution was so heavy in the days of the early church, and there was a man by the name John. John the Beloved, you remember him, the one who laid his chest on the breast of the Master, the one who wrote the book of Revelation. At that time, he had not yet written the book of Revelation. So they arrested him in order to kill him. And they put him inside a cauldron, a drum of boiling oil. They put him inside a drum of boiling oil so he can die and his body can be spilled. But they looked and they could not find him there. And they turned and they saw him in another direction. God supernaturally picked him out of the boiling oil and sent him to the island of Patmos. And you might ask me a question tonight. What happened? What miracles took place? What was this? The magic? Oh, something happened. As at the time he was in that oil, the book of Revelation had not been written. And the revelation prophecy was inside his spirit. And he was not permitted to die with an unreleased revelation. He was not permitted to die without giving his generation everything he carried. That is why I'm saying, if there is an anointing in your life, if there is a grace in your life, if there is a gift in your life, if there is an assignment you are on earth to fulfill, I guarantee in the name of Jesus, 1 million devils cannot destroy you before your time. 1 trillion witches cannot destroy you before your time. If you believe, say yes! Lower, lower, lower. Are you hearing me here today? If you have an assignment unfulfilled, if there is a burden you carry for your generation to release, relax. They say they took your name somewhere. Relax. They say they are planning something for you. Relax. It is not you they are looking for. If the world needs you, no devil can equally need you. Listen to me. If they fire you one missile, it will scatter back to sender. 1,000 missiles. If you believe that, yes. If you have a prophecy, if you have a message unreleased, if you have an assignment unfulfilled, no devil can hurry you out of this world. If you are needed on earth, no group of witches or group of hired killers can hurry you out of this life. Those kind of people have not been born. They have not been born. It is not you that will fight them. It is this earth that will fight them. This world, this earth will fight them. Those who say you should leave this world, the earth itself will open its mouth and swallow them up and bury them, but not you. Somebody shout, yes! When Moses was fulfilling his assignment, God gave him assignment, a set of people by the name Vatan, Korah, and Abira, they arrived and they said, are you the only person God is using? Can God not speak to other people? They wanted to distract Moses. And Moses stood aside and he said, everybody, give Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, give them chance. Let them stand by themselves. Moses said, if these people die the normal death of all human beings, and if they be visited by the visitation of all human beings, then God has not sent me. Then God has not spoken by me. But if a new thing happens and the earth will open its mouth and swallow these people, then you know that God has sent me. I remember, brothers and sisters, on the spot, the earth opened its mouth and the people were crying and screaming and they went straight into hell. That was the first time people entered hell by direct entry. Other people go through jam. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after that is the judgment. But these people did not need to die. They went in alive because they were tempering with a man that was an assignment for God. They were tempering with a destiny that was irrelevant on the face of the earth. Brothers and sisters, this earth will fight everybody that is threatening your life. This earth will fight every man that is threatening your destiny. This earth will fight every witch, every wizard that is resisting your future. This earth will fight them. Somebody shout, fire, ya, 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 ya. Somebody shout, I believe it. I believe it, I believe it, I believe it, I tell you. Look at the neighbor, say, be careful how you deal with me. The earth is fighting for me. I'm going to put a in a hassan. Take your feet. One day, Absalom said, I am a big man. David is my father, I know him. He's not doing well. And he began to conspire against his father and to divert the heart of all Israel. And so Absalom wanted to take the kingdom by force. Can you see father running for his son? He was running. David was running for his boy. He was on the run for his boy. He was on the run for his boy. When the battle line was drawn, and Joab was going into battle with the army of Israel, David said, I beg you,
Be kind with that boy for me. Be kind with that boy. Deal gently with him. Absalom said, it is well.
They went into the battlefront, and the Bible says the battle was sore, and the men of Absalom were sleeping before the men of David.
And very interestingly, the Bible says the wood killed more people than the sword. The wood, the trees of the forest, we are fighting alongside with the army of Israel. Fighting the wood
killed more people than.
Many of you haven't seen it before. Open to it quickly.
The wood killed more people than the sword.
2 Samuel chapter 18. 2 Samuel chapter 18 and in verse 8, he said, for the battle was there scattered the country, and the wood devoured more people that day than the sword devoured. Have you ever seen trees fighting? Trees. The trees of the field, they were fighting the people that were fighting David. My brothers and my sisters, very, very shortly, both nature and creation shall begin to fight on our behalf. They shall, listen, the air that they breathe,
will soon begin to fight them. The earth they are walking upon will soon begin to fight them. Somebody shouting, yes!
You read the next verse, you see what happened to Absalom. He has long hair. He was riding on his donkey. And the tree is still fighting. The tree did what? Cut his head. And his donkey he was riding on went away. The donkey said, you are on your own. Yeah, boy. Fighting his father. You are your.
The donkey went away. He was hanging between heaven and earth. Heaven rejected him. Earth rejected him. He was suspended in between. I see the heaven rejecting your fighters. I see the earth resisting those that come him against you. If you believe, shouting yes.
His donkey fought him. Everything fought him. Because he fought a man that was on assignment. Absalom, Joab saw some people. And they said, we saw Absalom hanging on the tree. Joab said, what did you do with him? They said, nothing. You know, we heard Wendy, his father, was telling you to deal gently with him. Absalom said, I don't have time for such yeah boys like you. If you had killed him, I would have rewarded you. The man rode in a...
Praise God. We do believe that you have been tremendously blessed and impacted by this message. We look forward to seeing you in church on Thursday by 5:30 p.m. for our park meeting service, and on Sunday for super celebration services. God bless you as you come.
For fighting a man that has not finished serving his generation. If you have not finished serving your generation, all your fighters are in trouble. Are you here tonight or you are somewhere else? I said if you have not finished serving your generation, all your fighters are in trouble. Somebody shout, yes!
That's the first thing I wanted to say. If you have a message unreleased, if you have an assignment unfulfilled,
you are not permitted to die before your time. You are not a victim for calamity.
Secondly, if you are making a difference,
you are not a candidate for destruction. If you are making a difference, you are not a candidate for destruction. I said there are those that the earth cannot afford to swallow. You know that you yourself, you are earth. Dust shall return back to dust. Dust to dust, earth to earth. So this earth favors those who are valuable. That is why no criminal would die a normal death, because the earth fights them. Are we together here today? If you are making a difference. There are some people on this earth that are irreplaceable. At least for the time being. What they are doing, nobody can do it. What they are achieving, nobody can achieve it. Such people are not quickly destructible. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I am too needed to be wasted. Say it louder. I am too needed to be wasted. Say it louder. I am too needed to be wasted. Say this earth cannot swallow me up before my time. No. A small child died and they were taking him for burial. Before they lower him down, he woke up. He woke up. What is happening here? Who are you? Who are you taking anywhere? He's a bishop now. He was too needed on earth to be swallowed by the earth. Do you understand what I'm saying? Some people had very disastrous accidents. Took everybody to the mortuary. They opened the shell, and the body of that swami is warm, very warm. Pulled him out. Heart is beating. Inside the freezing temperature of the mortuary, he was too valuable on earth to be freezed by the fridge. Don't you understand what I'm saying? So many of you here, you are going to have mysterious escapes. The car that will crash before you enter, the first seat has filled. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Because you are too needed to be wasted. Hallelujah. Somebody lift your hands and appreciate the Lord. 1 minute, appreciate Him, appreciate Him, appreciate Him. Hallelujah. I give you 3 keys tonight. 3 keys for your preservation. Being so much in need and you cannot be wasted, yet there are things you need to do. Number one, be conscious. Fully conscious of the purpose of God for your life. Be conscious, fully conscious of the purpose of God for your life on earth. Don't be careless so you don't die a careless death. Be conscious, fully conscious of the purpose of God for your life on earth. Don't live an aimless life. Live a purposeful life. Are we here today? Purpose to live for God, to worship God, to serve Him. Purpose to affect my generation, lead as many souls to Christ as possible. Be conscious. Be purpose conscious. Can I say something to you? There are those who matter in this kingdom. They matter to God. They matter. Something like Kenneth, somebody like Kenneth Hagin. He was not permitted to die until he was 80 something years old. Somebody like Oral Roberts. Zig Ziglar is not a pastor. At the age of 70 something, he had a very massive attack in which he lost 6 pints of blood on the spot. He died 3 times and he woke up again. And the Lord said, You are not coming home yet. He said, because I still have assignment for you on earth. He's 79 years old now. So you can't die at the age of 30. 27 is an abomination. Every death sentence placed upon your life is hereby lifted. It is hereby lifted. It is hereby lifted. In the name of Jesus. Listen. The reason for matter is matter. You know, in elementary physics they say, or chemistry physics, they say matter is anything that has weight and occupies space. You want to have weight in this world, you have to occupy space. You must be loaded material. You must matter. Your heart must be filled with quality, positive matter of life and destiny. You must be thinking of how many lives to affect on it. How many people to carry with you to heaven when you are going. You must be thinking of what difference to make. So when those things occupy your heart, you matter. You matter and you carry weight. Somebody say, I must matter. To this generation, to the kingdom of God, I must matter. And I carry weight. From the day you were born till tomorrow, have you seen wind carry stone? Because it matters. Wind can carry leaf. Wind can carry paper. But not stone. It matters. It is weighty. Your weight in life is determined by the matter in your heart. Say it again. Your weight in life is determined by the matter in your heart. What is the matter that occupies your heart? That determines your weight in life. Hallelujah. So, be conscious. Be conscious. Be conscious of the purpose of God in your life. Number two, if you don't want to be pushed out before your time, go ahead and make a difference on earth. Be making a difference. What do I mean by making a difference in people's lives, in the kingdom of God? Your life is lived for a purpose and people are being affected left, right, and center because of you. Are we together? Example. I was in my degree for a program. Certain things was on my mind, bothering me. In other words, I was not feeling as excited as I should ordinarily. I'm sure I can tell you that, isn't it? Never you think that pastor is a superhuman being. Can I tell you that? Oh, yes. Because the Bible says that David encouraged himself in the Lord, which means he was discouraged. That communicates to you that even those of us that preach and minister once in a while, you can have situations, maybe delayed expectations, maybe disappointment, maybe conspiracy, maybe somebody you are killing yourself to raise up is dying to push you down, and things like that. No, so I was in that kind of mood, and a young man stepped in and he went on his knees and he said, "I want to let you know how much you have affected my life." I said, "Wow. In what way?" He said, he lost his mother, his father, who was a top executive, a manager at the central bank. He lost him in 1983. His father died of a 1993 of a terrible motor accident, road traffic accident. 3 years later, his mother died of cancer. Young boy, just about to finish his secondary school, he became discouraged in life. And he was about to kill himself. He was about to commit suicide. Then he came into this church, February 99. The vigil of February 99, titled From Prison to Palace. The next day of it was when the presidential election took place and the man who came out of the prison became the president, even though we didn't consult each other before the program was held. And the young man said, "What you preached that night turned my life around." He said, "I have been given to live." He said, "I can face my..." He said, "And everything has changed." He said, "At the time his mother died, he was the next target. He's from Akwa." He said, "I have told everybody about you. Say, I would have died if not for you." Oh, the moment I heard that, light flooded my soul. Excitement flooded my spirit. I say, "Lord, I thank you because in at least this one life, a major difference. That is what I mean." How many people in this world can point to you as a source of encouragement? Don't live a life that is normal. Go ahead and be making a difference in the lives of people. Be making a difference in the kingdom of God. And no devil is permitted to deprive people of the benefit of your life. Did you hear what I said? That was what happened when Dorcas died. The people insisted that she should live, and she lived. I will challenge you tonight, I will challenge you in the name of Jesus, in this month of the difference, put a smile on somebody's face. Put a smile on somebody's face. Lead somebody to Christ. Pay the school fees of a child that is does not have a father. Do something that is changing lives and making a difference. Listen. Then goodwill begins to flow in your direction. Then heaven begins to smile on you. Then angels are on assignment because of you. Then the earth is excited about your life. And when heaven conspire with earth, and God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit
conspire with the angels to make sure you fulfill your destiny. Brother, relax. Are we together? Finally, maintain contact with your Maker. Paul the Apostle said, the God whom I serve and whose I am, his angels stood by me this night. And he said, there shall not be the loss of one person's hair. And I believe it shall be, even as I have been told. You need to be in touch with your Maker. Be in touch with your Sender. Be in touch. Prayer, worship, relationship with the one who sent you. Then where you are going is guaranteed. When the pilot loses control, loses touch with the control tower, is moving from Lagos and going to Abidjan, and he's not in contact with the tower in Lagos, he's not in contact with the airport at Abidjan, they can't hear each other. Hey, disaster. Disaster. When the dog is unable to hear the whistle of its owner, he can't hear. It's praying. Cry. Calamity. Did you hear what I am saying? Maintain a permanent touch. Permanent touch. Don't set the instrument after you have done the singing. That is not what we do. Before we sing, we come, set the equipment, and be sure that everything is in order, every microphone is in shape. We set the equipment before the singing. Don't be walking through the day before you remember to pray. The day has started, you haven't prayed. Not so. Are we together? Everybody in this world will die one day. Everybody. So everybody, whether they like it or not, will die one day. The challenge is that not everybody has lived. If they hear it. Some people die without living. Did you hear what I mean? They didn't live their life now. They didn't affect nobody. They didn't make any contribution. They didn't touch no life. They didn't bring forth anything. Nothing. Just they barely existed. You will not die until you have lived. That amen is too paralyzed. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. You will not die until you have lived. Until you have lived very well. I'd like you to stand on your feet. Help me tell three people by your side. Tell them, I cannot die until I have lived. Tell somebody else, I am too needed to be wasted. Tell another person, I shall live fully before I leave this world. Tell another person, I must fulfill my assignment. Tell another person, I shall make my difference. Tell somebody, I am too expensive to be expended. I am too valuable to be discarded. This is my story. help me tell someone, say, did you hear what the pastor said? Say it in your language. One pastor preached a terrible message, very disastrous. Nobody heard nothing, very, very disastrous. And one little boy was in the church. After the message, it was offering time. They were giving offering. The boy looked at his father and said, you mean for that thing that man said we have to pray for it? And the man said nothing. But this is not like that. Neither are you paying for anything that was said. But the only pay you are going to pay for what you have heard is to live it. Practice it. The greatest excitement of the teacher is to see that the student passed the assignment. You will pass. That amen is not correct. I said you will pass. Lift your hands and let us appreciate him. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and the Omega, the ageless, changeless, styleless one, the one who was, who is to come, the one who is the shepherd of our souls. We love you, Master. We praise you. We honor you. We adore you. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Sing hallelujah. Appreciate him for what you heard tonight. Lord, I appreciate you for what I heard tonight. I give you the praise and the honor for your word. I know I can never be the same after this word tonight. I can never be the same. Thank you for being so merciful. Thank you for being so merciful. In Jesus' name, Lord, help me to make a difference in my generation. Help me to fulfill my purpose on earth. Help me to remain connected to you. Lift your voice and say it to God. Help me to fulfill my purpose on earth. Help me to remain connected to you. Help me to be who you want me to be. Help me, Lord, help me. There are definitely those here tonight who want to say to me, Pastor, I want to yield my life to Jesus completely. I want my sins forgiven. I want to surrender my heart and my life to the higher purposes of God. Place your hand on your chest where you are in that category and pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Come into my life and make me a new person. Tonight I decide to follow Jesus and no turning back. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Those who pray that prayer, can I see your hand up? Lift your hand, don't be shy. God bless you. You are surrendering. So many hands are up. Come forward, come forward. Carry your Bible, carry your bag. Come forward, meet me here. Come. Carry your Bible, carry your bag. Come forward. Those standing by their side, welcome them forward with a clap of hands. Till tonight, I ask that the yoke of sin over your life be broken. Be broken. Be broken. Be broken. Be broken. And Lord, I ask that this man's eyesight be restored. I take authority over the spirit of blindness. Take authority over you. Out of this eye. In the name of Jesus. Receive your sight. See. Receive your sight. Hold you. Receive your sight. Receive your sight. In the name of Jesus. See, just look around. Look around. You are set free. In the name of Jesus. How is it?